Hello.
Hi, Miss Kimberly. It's Miss Knight.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I'm good, and yourself, darling?
Good.
Are you have some time? Shouldn't take that long, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Just put me on speakerphone.
Go your own speaker.
Okay. Now, is this the first time you are trying to get access to the app?
No, I believe we
Yeah.
had
This.
something before, but it takes me to a spot that it says I have it already, and it won't let me
Yeah, but this is the first time you're doing it since we canceled it out last time, right?
I guess.
Yeah, okay. All
I
right,
don't
yep,
know.
okay, Nina.
All right, let me just see if you have. Let me just see if anything is showing up in your file.
Should we do one more somewhere?
Now, did you uninstall the app? We're starting from scratch, correct?
Yeah, go back, delete the app off your phone. Okay? Delete it and then go back and install it.
So, yep, delete it, go back to the app store and
About
reinstall the actual HHA Exchange. You may see three of them. The
now
one you
go
want
delete
is
it off
the
your app. Delete it.
Caregiver Solution
Delete
app.
it. Delete it right there. Push
Remove
remove.
app.
Yep. Delete.
Delete app.
Okay. Okay, delete it again.
It
Okay, now go to your app store.
again.
Exchange.
HAA exchange, right?
Yes.
There's no. It's all one more time. There you go. Right at the top of my head, this one.
Question. The
Yeah.
client, spell his last name for me.
G O me or spell Jeff?
The client.
Oh, me, Martin, MARTIN.
So you're the client?
Yes.
Okay, Martin.
Which allow if I just stay like right that.
Okay, back on the, came back on.
Okay, let me just see if
It
they
says
have
email
anything assigned.
password.
Okay, go scroll down to sign up.
Go scroll down to sign up. Not log in, sign up.
Okay.
Okay.
Open App Store.
So what comes up after that? You got to tell me step by step because then I don't
It
want to
says,
forget.
if you live in the state of Texas or Illinois,
Okay.
please download the Plus app.
No, you
Nope.
don't. So push close. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Close it then.
Then click close, yes.
Okay.
Fill that all out.
Okay. Email. My regular email.
So put your regular email. Just to confirm, I have Jeff Kims with an S at the end, 11 at yahoo.com. Is that your correct email?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So yes, put your email in and you select the password.
Okay.
We sign up.
It says this account has been found in the system, only
Okay.
one registered account.
Okay. Do me a favor. I want you to click forgot password.
Okay.
Now it's going to tell you HHA sent you a password, a temporary password. You need to go to your email.
Well, he has to put his email in first, so it sends it to him.
It says HHA exchange
Right.
account locked.
So go to your email.
Go to your email.
Okay. Okay, I'm on that.
Now, do you see anything from HHA?
Yep.
Now, look in that fine line in that paragraph. You will see a temporary password that has two commas in front of it and behind it. Do you see that?
I do.
I want you to use your finger and hold that password until you see the words cut, copy, and paste come up.
Copy.
Okay, copy, right?
Yep, I want you to copy that password.
Okay.
And then I want you to go back to HHA like you're logging in. And then I want you to put your email in, and then in the password box, I want you just hold your finger there until you see the word copy, cut, and paste pop up.
Paste.
Yeah.
And paste it there. Yep. It's going to allow you to create a new password.
Yep. There you go. See you at the end, hon.
So when you select the password, just make sure the first letter is capitalized. They only allow you to have one capital letter.
Right.
After I put the temporary password in and I click done, right?
Yeah.
And then I change my password when I get in it, right?
It should have came up for you to create. Once you put that password in and you sign in, it should come up two spots for you to put the new password that you're going to put in.
There you go. Yeah, you need to put this letter.
All right.
And, yep. So you got to put it in twice.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, it says new password registered successfully.
There you go.
So now you need to refresh that and go back and like you're signing in and you want to put your email in and a new password that you selected.
All right.
Did you push sign in or sign in or log in?
Sign in and log in.
Okay, there you go.
It says click.
So click the three dots on the upper right-hand corner so you can update your profile.
Okay. Now it came up. It says it has an exclamation point on the right-hand side in orange.
Right. So I want you to click them three dots that's on the upper right-hand corner.
Now they're on the left. I did do that on the...
You have to fill that stuff out there, Jeff.
Oh, there's nothing to fill out here.
There is.
It says when it comes up, when I click the three dots...
Right, that's what you got to click in the top right-hand corner. Click them dots.
You have to fill this out.
Yeah, now I did. Now it says update profile. Mobile ID is unavailable.
Right, so I need you to click on that top box, that gray box where it says mobile ID number is not available.
There's a top box that says mobile ID.
Yeah, there's no three things there. Mobile ID right there.
No,
okay, mobile
no,
ID.
No,
okay,
I want you
it.
To just click the box.
I did. Okay, it says copy. Says cancel and copy. Come up with a number and then cancel and copy. Mobile ID. Mobile device ID, and it has a big number.
Okay, so are you able to click on that screen?
This one right here, Jeff. Up here, the top one.
Top one?
Yes.
It says update profile.
Yes.
That don't do nothing.
There you go.
Yeah, create
yeah,
profile.
Yeah, I needed to go... But yeah, because it needs your name, it needs your last four digits of your social, it needs all your information.
Okay.
So I was trying to tell you. You weren't listening to me.
Well, I thought you...
I went through this with it already. That's why I said. You didn't put your gender in.
And then once you get to the year, just select, I mean the birth date, just select the year first. And then change the date, the month and the day.
Okay.
Push done.
I gotta put phone number in first.
But you have to push done because it won't put in your birthday.
Oh. Tell me.
Every time you do it, you gotta push done.
I thought once it's there, it'll do it.
Huh?
So I thought once it's...
No, you gotta push done every time you do it. There you go. See, it went in now.
Okay.
Now your phone number. Now what do you want him to do since he's done? Push done and push create?
Create.
Yes.
Great.
Says this account has been found in the system. Only one registered account is permitted per user.
Now, have you ever had an HHA account before?
No.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Another nursing company?
No, you had Red Line.
Yeah, Red Line.
Okay.
I had,
so
the other one, too, Magnolia.
All right. Yeah, so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do it on my end and see what comes up to see if it gives me a mobile ID number on my end on your file. Let me just
okay.
See.
I don't know the mobile ID on my end, but don't you know there.
Yeah.
All right, so is Jeff.
I'll go back here and follow.
Now, do me a favor. HHA sent you another temporarily locked password. Can you screenshot that message and send it to this number?
Yeah, screenshot it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and send it to my number.
Send it to me, and then I'll send it to her. You want to do it? Top mama. There you go. Send it to me, and then I'll send it to her. I'm going to write hi so I can get it to you, Zena, okay? He's going to send it to me, and then I'll send it to you.
I'll see
yep.
I got your hi.
Send it to me. Right up there. And then I'll send it to her. Push done.
I did. She was known to you.
Okay, I got it. Okay. I don't let me do this now.
Is it?
It's NINA.
Info at hexchange.com. Is that you?
Who, me? No, you can send it to me as a picture text message.
Yeah, send it to her in a text message. Do you have her number?
No, she gives it.
It's 267.
Hold on a
No, Jeff, I got it to her. I mean, don't worry about it. I got it. Did you get it, Nina?
Waiting for it to pop up. Oh, here you go. It just popped
up. Okay, you got it? Okay. I got it.
Okay, let me see.
Go back to where you were.
I sent you another one. Take it home.
She got it, babe. Can we push it now?
Don't know what you're doing.
Okay, but I just want. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Okay, give me a password that you want to use.
Give a password you want to know.
Just put J Exchange.
You said J?
Yeah, J, capital J, Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And then just put one in.
Number one, okay. Oh, I remember you guys.
How do you remember us?
I think I spoke to Jeffrey before.
Maybe.
In regards to this HHA app, I think it was his email. Greenberg.
That may be.
Well, anyway.
Remembers your email.
And just to confirm, Jeffrey, your phone number is 570-794-220?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you already have an account with HHA, and because we don't have your mobile ID number to even pull to see which email was used, we would have to send a ticket over to HHA for them to reset your account, so therefore you can create a whole new HHA account.
You were supposed to do that last week for us.
Do you need my mobile ID? Well, the one site I was on had it.
You got your mobile ID number?
Yeah, that one place I was.
Well, if you got your mobile ID number, I could look it up to see why we can't get access to your information.
Okay.
Just one button now.
Yeah, if you use that number with any agency you go to.
Okay, you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, 959 C87.
You said what happened?
C87.
No, that's a mobile ID device lock. We don't want that. We want the caregiver mobile ID. If we use the device lock, that means that account can only be used on that device. If he gets another phone, then we won't have access to his HHA account. So the number I need is the 7-digit mobile ID number.
Let me see if somebody might have gave me one, but I don't know what the heck.
Yeah. It's okay. So what I would have to do is I have to let the administrator know to send a ticket over.
Yeah, you were supposed to do that last week for us, Nina.
I did, but it was Jewish holiday coming up, and he wasn't here. He had a baby last week, so.
Oh, okay. So should we just keep using the timesheet set until?
Yes. And this matter should be fixed in a couple of days, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
so as soon as they send us notification, then I will give you guys a call, and then we're going to set everything up once they reset your account.
Okay, yeah, and if he finds it in the meantime, Nina, we'll call you.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.